the testing of our faith is compared to the refining of gold. Both are purified by fire, and they are of great worth. Faith even more so because of its eternal value. If it is this precious, isn't God's testing of it worthwhile? I mean, after all, untested faith is weak and unreliable. So exposure to trials is what best strengthens it.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Let me ask you as we open this podcast, when facing trials, have you ever asked, God, why did you allow this? Well, I believe we've all asked that at one point or another in our lifetime. While it's natural to question the difficult and painful circumstances that you may endure, you will only find a truly fulfilling and comforting answer when you seek wisdom from the Father. When you ask for God's viewpoint on your situation and respond to it using the scriptural principles He teaches, you will be able to endure your circumstances and grow through them. In fact, James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, tells us that God uses trials to accomplish His purpose in our lives. Through them, He strengthens our faith, makes us more Christ-like in character, and demonstrates His great love and power in personal and impactful ways. Understanding this can change our viewpoint on hardship. And instead of feeling like victims, we can face difficulties with joy, peace, and expectancy, confident in God's promise to reward our faithfulness and to bring something worthwhile from our pain. More often than not, we want to point fingers and immediately place blame when trials come our way. However, it's always wise to ask, hey, what is the true source of this trial? The answer will most likely be different for each one we face. Many difficulties are simply those you and I bring on ourselves because of poor decisions. But some troubles can be caused by other people. For example, a young believer may face certain difficulties over and over again because he has only begun to walk with Christ and he requires further growth and refinement. Or he may see his troubles increase because of rejection or persecution by others. Peter warned believers not to be surprised or disheartened by such trials and explained that God will always work them out for our good. Still, other pains happen simply because this world we live in is fallen and sinful. Ever since creation was corrupted by sin, sorrow has been one of the many consequences. And of course, the devil himself instigates a great deal of our suffering to make us question our faith. So, does God ever send trials himself? Well, in my reading of the Bible, sometimes, yes, he does. He also allows them, simply if they result from choices we've made that were not his will. The Lord will even send trials when we are living obediently, because our Father loves us too much to leave us where we are spiritually. His greatest desire is for each of us to grow closer to him and to walk in the center of his will. So regardless of the source, the Father promises to use each one of our trials for good. And knowing this should change our attitude toward them. So therefore, we should consider every challenge we encounter as a reason to rejoice, rather than to give in to feelings of helplessness or defeat. As children of an all-good and sovereign God, we are never victims of our circumstances. Our Heavenly Father is in absolute control of everything that concerns us. So with this in mind, trials should no longer be a source of anxiety or frustration for us, because we understand they are his way of accomplishing his will in our lives. You know, we can understand God's purposes, and we can understand these purposes through the Bible. Let me give you some examples. In any trial, God has an opportunity to test our faith. In 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7, the testing of our faith is compared to the refining of gold. Both are purified by fire, and they are of great worth. Faith even more so because of its eternal value. If it is this precious, isn't God's testing of it worthwhile? I mean, after all, untested faith is weak and unreliable. So exposure to trials is what best strengthens it. In any trial, God has an opportunity to test our devotion to Christ. Trials can help us discover just how obedient we really are. Sometimes we have to go through difficult things. I know that's hard to hear, but it's true. However, these moments give us the choice to obey, and doing so helps us grow and mature. In any trial, God has an opportunity to purify us. During trials, certain negative attitudes, such as prejudice or scorn, hidden deep inside of us, will rise to the surface. And God uses these moments to show us just what is in our hearts. Not to condemn us, no, but to cleanse us of those things that keep us from receiving his best blessings. In trials, God has an opportunity to demonstrate his love. If life was always easy and all our desires were met, God would be taken for granted. People never pray more than when they're in the midst of a trial, and it allows the Father to display his love and grace most abundantly. For instance, someone who is in desperate need of a job may receive one just in a way that reveals God's kindness, or someone who is struggling with illness may find his or her only relief through his healing. Through trials, God has an opportunity to produce a Christ-like spirit in us. God knows us individually, where we are, where he wants us to be, and how to get us there. He is at work in our lives to make us more like Jesus. Also, through trials, God equips us. Yes, it's true. In 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4, Paul teaches that trials prepare us to comfort those who are experiencing similar struggles. That means the pain we endure will grant us the opportunity to bless others and to be stronger witnesses for the gospel. So, loved one, we can believe and rejoice even when we're struggling and suffering. In order to have the proper response to trials in our lives, we must always remember these things. First of all, that God controls their length and intensity. We must always remember that the Father has specific purposes for everything we experience. Always remember the Lord designed each challenge to meet a specific need in our lives. Also, we must remember that God will cause our trials to produce good, positive results in us if we respond in obedience. Through trials, God strengthens our faith. And difficulties are opportunities for us to demonstrate perseverance under pressure. Always remember that through challenges, God develops Christ-like character within us. The hardships we face may help us measure our spiritual walk with God. The Father will be with us through every situation to accomplish His good. And God will always, always help us to overcome our circumstances if we will just trust Him. Praise God. I'm so glad you listened today to our little podcast, and I hope it was a value and hope it was a blessing to you. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? If not, will you receive Him right now? Here's how you can receive Jesus Christ right where you are, right now. First of all, you need to admit your need and say, "Yes, God, I admit it. I am a sinner." Then be willing to turn from your sins. That's where the word repent comes in. Repent means to turn, change directions, change your mind. Repent and ask for God's forgiveness. Then you must believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, bearing your sins and the punishment that you deserved. And that you must also believe that on the third day, He rose from the grave. And then finally, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. You can do that right now, dear one. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And now is your appointed time. So with all of your heart, pray this out loud with me right now. Repeat after me. You don't have to say the exact words, but in your own words, pray this after me. Dear God in heaven. That's right. Pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I know that I am a sinner, and I want to turn from my sins. I ask your forgiveness, Lord God. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe He died for my sins and that you raised Him to life. I want Him to come into my heart and take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and follow Him as my Lord from this day forward. And I will live for Jesus and serve Him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Dear one, if you pray that prayer with me, with all of your heart, listen, you are now a citizen of heaven, but this is just the beginning. Praise God. It's just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. So to deepen this relationship with Jesus, you should read your Bible every day to know Jesus Christ better. Then talk to God in prayer every day. That's what prayer is. It's communication with our Heavenly Father. Then you need to tell others about Jesus Christ and what He's done in your life. You need to tell other people about receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord today. In addition to that, you need to worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where God's Word is preached faithfully, where people love God and where they love each other. And finally, as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for other people. And you can start that today. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. And I will be thrilled to, and I will rejoice with you. And you know what? I will send you some resources, free of charge, postage paid, to help you get started in your walk with Christ. Praise God. I'm so excited for you, dear one. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.